Okay, hi everyone. So why don't we go around and introduce ourselves, starting with Ron.
Hi, Ron Hernandez for the coach. Sorry, that was interrupted. Co-chair for the membership committee.
All right, Chuck.
Chuck Adams, Council Affairs Chair.
All right, Bill.
Bill Bloom, HIV Health Services.
Thomas. Well, Thomas is here. And then Kara, Council Staff. Kat?
Council staff.
Awesome. All right, so I'll go ahead and share today's agenda. All right, so we will be going over the carry forward allocation vote. And then, all right, perfect. Hi, Thomas. And then I'll be going over the meeting evaluation and full council agenda. Hopefully, Mark joins us by then. And probably, maybe policies and procedure. Probably not, though. And that'll take us to the end of the meeting. Anyone have any corrections or changes? No? All right. Let me move on to the minutes from last month. Or from April, actually. We didn't meet last month, correct, Kat?
That is correct.
Okay. So these are from April. We did go over policies and procedure during April's. Right, any changes here? No? All right, this will be a quick meeting. Right, any announcements?
Yeah, Kira, just that many leadership folks will not be at the Monday meeting. I also am going to need to go to a funeral, so won't be there, but both Natalie and John will be there to answer any questions, either about the director's report or about the carry forward.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. Any other announcements? Oh, Thomas will also miss. All right, no public, so we can now move on to committee and work group reports. So we don't have anyone from community engagement here, so I can go ahead and really quickly I'll pull up the agenda to see what we went over. All right, so during community engagement, we went over our normal slew of agenda items with the inclusion of the carry forward allocation. And then we also received the HCAP report from Stephen. And Derek Mapp went over the reunion project results. That was nice to hear. And then that took us to the end of the meeting. So it was a pretty short meeting as well. Council Affairs.
Yeah, we had a housing update from Manuel, and it was really good. It's going to be very interesting. I'm sure it's always, he's going to go through everything and discuss, every level of it. So it'll be really good. And then his boss was on there too, so she was quite interesting. And then we did the carry forward allocation. We voted to move it forward with what they had on there before, and then we just did the next meeting and adjourned. So it was quick and dirty too.
Awesome, thank you. And Ron for membership.
We also reviewed the resource allocation, and we approved that and smoothed forward. We had a slew of renewals. I would say we did about maybe nine, I think, Kira.
Yes.
So yeah, well, our what's the target? 30 of us, right? 28.
Yeah.
So we have until which deadline?
Well, ideally by the end of the month,
Okay, so just
before
let
the end of the
everybody
month.
know that we're still going to have to review them before we send them out to the mayor. Unfortunately, we had a resignation. He will be showing up this Monday to announce that. So that's kind of unfortunate for us, losing one more member. And nothing more. We did a Democratic report and it was a pretty short meeting.
Thanks, Ron. All right, and then I will hand it over to
Hi,
Mark.
everyone. I'm not sure how long this meeting will be, but I can unfortunately be here for until 3:30. I have a internal communications meeting at 3:30. Let's see. What was next on the agenda? I wasn't here for agenda review. Was it my agenda for
Is
Monday?
Yeah, we can do that. We can move that around. I think the next thing was carry forward allocation.
Okay, well, let me do my agenda real fast. If you, the co-chair here, Thomas, doesn't mind if I do a little bit of rearranging to allow me to be here for the my one that's just for me. Although I'd like to be here for carry forward as well. Okay, let me share screen just a moment. All right, so here's Monday's agenda. As you can see, pretty normal stuff, 1 through 6. For 7, I took off anything that Thomas would normally have given, since Thomas won't be at this meeting. And I changed Bill Bloom to John Ainsley for HHS, since Bill also will not be at Monday's meeting. Just as you guys, just to give you guys an advance heads up, I will be facilitating this meeting since no co-chairs are available to be there on Monday. So you're stuck with me. I'm so sorry in advance. And then after general updates, back to the agenda, back to after general updates, we will have our Hep C micro elimination update from Amina Habib. That will take us through the break. Then we have Manuel's housing update. I think Manuel will also be announcing resignation then. I assume that's what you're referencing, Ron. That's who you're referencing, Ron. So he'll do that himself at the end of his update. And then we will end the meeting with voting on carry forward allocation. So a little bit of a streamlined agenda. Yes, Kat.
For agenda item 11, I just want to confirm, is the start time 6:15?
Oh. Thank you. Wait a second. Yeah, thank you very much. Could you correct that on your end?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Any other corrections or thoughts or updates to this agenda? No? Okay, so Kat, that sounds like it's fine to send out. And I will stick around for at least another 15 minutes. So that Kat, I guess Kira, if you wouldn't mind doing like if we can go to carry forward now and then save your actually let's talk about PNP. We have here a small number of people. I don't know if I want Kira to go through it if there's only 4 council members here. Maybe we can do a couple of the lower key ones though. There's 2 longer ones about references. And then there's a shorter one about tie votes. And then there is one about carry forward allocation. Just to update you all, we just looked over what we have left. It's not that many. We have about 8 that we have to review that are kind of that are current. We have 3 that we're waiting back from. And then there's one that we have to create for Bill's ex officio position, releasing from home committee. So that's about a dozen left that we can do. We might want to hit just. Yeah, if all 4 of you are going to main stay here, I'm going to ask Kira then at the probably after I leave to review the f just review those 4. I think that's fine. Are you okay with that, Kira?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, great. So if you could just walk us through the carry forward motion.
Yeah. Gonna go ahead and share. Or Bill, do you wanna go ahead and share from your end?
Oh, can I also say, like, this is like the nicest looking carry forward allocation
motion I have seen my entire life. Bill, did you put this together or was this a John Ainsley thing?
No, anything that has wonderful graphics is a John thing.
It did seem to have John's fingerprints on it because I was like, I
Yeah.
looked at that. I was like, wow, what the heck? This is incredible.
There's no walking dogs and cats and 3D stuff, but yes, that's it. He always is working to make
I
it
mean,
more.
I'll tell him this at the full council meeting, but definitely give him like my praise. I was very impressed by this.
Will do. I am happy to do so, and he will be happy to hear it, although he'll pretend he isn't. So he's a shy guy. Okay, hold on for one quick second. Kira, I wasn't planning to present because actually last time you pulled it up, I'm
Oh,
wondering
yeah.
if you would do me the favor of doing it again. And one quick second here. For some reason, I have lost the screen of the council to be able to see you guys. I'll let's see.
We see it.
You can see me, correct?
No, we can't see you, but can you
Can't
see
see you, but we
the
can see the presentation though that Kieran put up.
Are you able to see the presentation?
I cannot see the presentation either. I'm not sure where it went. Give me one more quick second. Sorry about this, guys. It's on Edge. No. Not on Chrome. See, it's on Teams. Give me one second. I'm going to sign back in. Sorry about this.
So while you're doing that, I don't think this is this new to anyone, Ron, Chuck, or Thomas?
No.
No?
The graphic is very nice. I agree with
Oh, okay.
yes.
So
Just that
while
user
Bill finds
change.
it, yeah, we could just scroll down. So we have this lovely opening page with a heart in a flower. I like that. And then we have this great portrayal of what our service categories are. And then further down, we have John has helpfully highlighted which of those service categories will be the proposed recipients of carry forward funds. They are in red. And then we get down to the funding service categories. And unless Bill can see this, I mean, I
Okay.
can.
I can
How
look.
you?
I can see. Can you guys hear me? Ooh.
Let me try to mute you or something. There we go. Okay. Okay. Oh, maybe Bill, we lost the Bill that can talk. Well, I can start. I might as well practice this before Monday since Kira has probably already done this 3 times. Okay, so it looks like the proposal is to send $120,000 to emergency financial assistance. 700 increments for 154 clients. This is a very usual target area, target service category for carry forward funds. And so we're not seeing anything differently this year. The second one is 207,593, specifically designated minority aids initiative funding. Is going to another category that we quite regularly see, food bank and home delivered meals. They specify groceries and hand delivered meals and nice little breakdown. Again, this is nice and new from John, which actually shows at the very top of the page, you'll see the 120 clients and how that breaks down, as well as 167 clients for food deliveries. I love this. And then something maybe new this year, we have seen trainings in past carry forward allocation scenarios. This was a mental health training, setting aside 49,302. This will be for, it looks like, 2 different topic areas. The first topic area is trauma-informed care, especially focused on LTS and aging, with 5 trainings. Second topic area is a train the trainers curriculum for mutual aid, which is, of course, clients helping clients. This one is specifically living healthfully groups. And so these are peer-led groups for positive force, living now, and plus pilot training is 1 or 2 times to train these folks to, I assume, facilitate and run and enact these meetings. And then finally, we have 20,000 to legal stipends. I don't know if this is new or not. This actually looks familiar, like we've seen something similar in the past. So the proposal is to support some legal services interns, help the legal services service category support client case research and client interviews. And this is proposed in part due to the ongoing housing crisis, as well as complications for eviction moratoriums. Great, I did it. So
You did a
those are the
great
four
job.
topics.
And
Thank
you are
you.
correct. You are correct that you have seen it before. You guys have funded it for the past 2 years.
Excellent. Thank you, Bill. Make sure to note that on Monday's meeting. And then here's our summary here. All these services are allowable service categories. They go directly to clients. We've approved in similar amounts in past years. And we know that these agencies can spend these funds down. All right, you can stop share. So this is a small group, but we do have a kind of quorum because we do have an excused absence from one committee and representation from the other two committees, as well as co-chairs. So we're going to go ahead and vote on this recommendation that's coming to the committee from membership. So this will be a roll call vote of all three of you because this does involve clearly money. So all those in favor of this recommendation that I just went through, not all those in favor. Chuck, start with you.
Yes.
Ron.
Yes.
And Thomas.
Abstain.
All right, abstains. Of course, abstains do in some ways count as a no, but this still passes and will now land on the Planning Council floor from this committee. Thank you. I wonder if you want to do your evaluation. I'll stick around for a few more minutes. The answer is
Right. So I'll go ahead and share last month's evaluation so can folks see this?
yes.
All right, perfect. Let me get these things out of the way. All right. So this was for May's full council, and we did receive 13 surveys back. I'll start with the first question. The information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting. Everyone agreed there. The meeting was run efficiently by Irma Parada. Everyone agreed there as well, and there was one comment. Break too long. The agenda was well planned. Everyone agreed. No comments there. The COLA presentation by myself was informative and relevant to the HCPC. 12 people agreed, one person skipped this question. The presentation provided great insight, super helpful for programs, beautifully done. Kira Perez is a superstar. Wow. Has a great grasp of subject matter and lays information on nicely. What a compliment. Very informative, bringing this to my agency to try and fill the gap. Great presentation. Great job. Thank you, Kira. I missed that part. I apologize. I'm sure Kira presented well. She always does. Wow! The integrated plan update by Leroy Blea and Bill Bloom was effective in
Oh, wait,
making.
one second. I definitely want to see that praise for you. I came back just in time. Can you scroll back up? I want to see what the numbers look like for you. Looks like everyone. Oh, okay. Thank you. Just wanted to check. Well,
I want to highlight this comment in specific. Kira Perez is a superstar. Great grasp.
we all agree with that.
All right. The integrated plan update by Leroy Blea and Bill Bloom was effective and engaging to the HCPC. Everyone agreed. And there were four comments here. Thank you for your hard work. Well presented and clear. Great plan. And thank you for the information. My needs as a council member are being met during this time. Everyone agreed. Two comments here. Great dim sum, Kira. That is a cat actually who places our catering order, so great dim sum, cat. Ending early was a bonus. Due to injury, I have just begun to attend meetings again. Thank you to the council and council staff for their support and understanding. As for what worked well for council members during this meeting or what could have been improved, we have a couple of comments here. Great presenters, great job, staff. OMG, food was a maze. The meeting was well organized, the information shared was relevant. As for any suggestions for future presentations or training topics, we just have one comment that says thank you. And this received an overall 9.5 rating out of 10. So I'll stop sharing now. All right, now let me open up that steering agenda one more time. And now we're on policies and procedure. Oh no, you already went over the full council agenda, so now we are on policies and procedure. Perfect.
We're with this fast. Okay, well, take it away because I will step out in a few minutes.
All right, let me share my screen really quick. All right, so I'll start with requests for letters of support. Let me open this up. All right. So I'll just read the first paragraph here. The San Francisco EMA HIV Community Planning Council may receive requests for letters of support for pending legislative or other matters relating to issues of general interest to the HIV/AIDS community or relating to specific items that may affect Planning Council operations, the CDC, or the Ryan White Program. Any comments about that first paragraph?
No.
Yes. I think it's questionable whether the CDC is going to continue to exist. So it's, maybe you want to say HIV prevention and care?
Instead of the CDC?
And Ryan White, yeah. Related to HIV prevention and care.
Wow, that's a very, very bleak prediction. Huh.
They're working on it, aren't they? Which I wish I could give you more optimistic. I don't.
Oh, I get it. I definitely get it. I guess I just didn't think in terms that the CDC itself might go away. I knew that, like, stripped back, but yeah.
Yeah, CDC would go away. The funds would go through MAHA, America Healthy Again Administration, and then also HRSA HAB might. I think would continue to exist. But
oh, yeah, they've already been doing that, right? They've already been moving things over.
They're working. It's not a done deal, but I think if we do this, it's, yeah.
Yeah, it serves the same function.
Yeah.
All right.
And then maybe the same thing here in that second paragraph, too.
Oh, okay. Directly to...
And you could just put federal if you want to keep it. You know, maybe we should put both of them in front of HIV prevention and care, federal HIV prevention and care.
So actions or requests for support that relate directly to federal HIV prevention and care issues may be brought to the Planning Council for determination of support. Letters of support for grant-funded activities or other matters that are within the overall goals of the Planning Council and the integrated plan may be approved and signed by the co-chairs of the Planning Council. How does that sound?
It sounds great, Kira. I don't know if you saw Thomas added in state and maybe even federal, so maybe federal, state, and local.
We actually have been asked to sign on more frequently to state initiatives. So that's a great call.
And maybe add local too there as well.
Yeah.
And then I got local there as well. Yeah.
All right, how does this look to folks now? No other changes?
No, it looks good.
All right.
The only question I have there is a verb at the last sentence. Do you want to say may be approved, or do we want to say must be approved or shall be approved by? That last sentence, that may there. I think maybe there's a better verb that's more explicit.
Let's see.
Shall be or should be approved. I think what you're trying to get there is that the co-chairs might decide not to approve them, right? And should be reviewed for approval or will be approved for, will be reviewed for approval.
I like that one. Will be reviewed for approval. Because there have been some that I've just shown the co-chairs, and then the person who
Unaware.
asked just asked me to sign off on it. So that would be great.
Sorry, repeat that one more time.
Will be approved. Will be
Will be
reviewed.
reviewed for approval.
Right, thank you.
Okay,
Very nice.
I need to step out for a little bit for this training. I'm not sure if I'll come back, but I'm going to leave this here just in case I can't.
Okay, bye, Mark. All right. Does this look good for folks?
Yes.
So I will go ahead and save this. All right. So now moving on to the next one, we have researchers' requests for letters of support. So let me go ahead and open this one. All right, and this says this policy applies to local organizations and to individual researchers who request letters of support from the HCPC for grant applications or proposals for funding of research studies. The HCPC co-chair shall sign a letter of support for a research proposal on behalf of the HCPC if, one, the steering committee votes in favor of writing such a letter based on whether the researcher's institution agrees to fulfill the requirements listed below. The letter of support shall state that it is conditional upon fulfillment of these requirements, and two, the researcher's institution has followed the procedure described here for requesting such a letter. How does that first portion sound to folks?
Kira, for me, it may make sense to read this whole one first because the devil's in the details, as I like to say.
All right. The council may provide letters of support for multiple proposals from competing institutions based on the following philosophy. The HCPC supports all the proposed research activities and expects that the organizations awarded funds will coordinate their projects to avoid duplication of work. This concern will be explained in the letters of support. In order to receive a letter of support from HCPC, a researcher must agree to complete the following activities to disseminate his or her findings within 6 months after the conclusion of data analysis. If a researcher who received a letter of support from the HCPC does not fulfill these requirements within 6 months after finishing data analysis, the HCPC will write him or her a letter of concern stating that and indicating that the researcher's failure to fulfill the requirements will be considered should he or she request a letter of support in the future. Researchers must convene at least one community engagement meeting that allows a diversity of viewpoints regarding the study and its results to be shared. The meeting shall shall be appropriately publicized and advertised. For example, if the study subjects are SMM, an advertisement should be placed in local gay publications such as the Bay Area Reporter. Disseminate a final written report to the community and all appropriate stakeholders. For example, if the subjects are clients at a particular agency, the agency, as well as other agencies that might find the results relevant to their work, should receive copies of the report, and anyone requesting a report should receive one. Request to present study results to a full council meeting. Post the results on the internet and inform community members about the site where the results have been posted. Agencies requesting letters of support for research grant proposals or other activities must submit a letter to the HCPC co-chairs via the Health Department no less than 14 days prior to the date by which they need the letter. For example, for grant proposals, the proposal submission deadline. The letter of request must identify the funding agency, briefly summarize the proposal, and indicate how the results will be disseminated at the conclusion of the result, at the conclusion of the research. The HCPC co-chairs will bring the letter of request to the steering committee for review at its next regularly scheduled meeting and inform the researcher or the organization that it will be considered at that meeting. The co-chairs, the researcher, or representative of the organization will present the request to the steering committee. After the presentation, steering committee members may ask questions about the proposed project. and then we'll vote on whether to write a letter or letters of support. The health department will prepare the letters, ensure that the co-chairs sign it or them, and send it or them to the proper recipients. The co-chair's report will inform the HCPC at its next regularly scheduled meeting regarding any letters of support provided. If the request is submitted on time but the steering committee does not meet before a letter of support is needed, the co-chairs may approve the letter of support. And that's the end of that. So a lot of information here.
Yes.
Let me ask, do we know, has anyone asked for one of these letters of support for the last in the last 10 years?
Mark said in general, he used to get requests for letters of support, but that was years ago. Recently, there has not been a request for a letter of support.
Mark, do you remember the last time there was a request for support for a grant or for research?
It wasn't since I was a co-chair, so that was a long time ago. Yeah, and actually, I think we declined. Yeah, I think Laura, Steve, and I felt uncomfortable doing that. So not for many, many years. Same thing.
And Buck, do you remember, was this required, like in anywhere, like from a federal guidance that we needed to respond to this?
I don't know if it was required, but we did think there was a it was important to have a policy simply because we have received those requests. This is quite an in-depth policy, as you'll see, right?
Yeah, I do. I just wonder if it's, I mean, it's gonna, that this needs a fair amount of working. I mean, at least for me, to make it more legible, but I'm just wondering if it's worth the juice squeeze and if it, I don't,
Ah.
yeah, I don't know that it's needed.
That's a really good point.
They don't really ask for planning councils like they used to do in the past.
No, like I said, like
So.
when was I a co-chair? I think that was 15 years ago, maybe longer. So do you think would you do you think it would be okay if actually we just eliminate this and the other policy?
I'd recommend eliminating this, or if not, just not spending the time bothering to edit it. It's just,
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, this could be like one of those things, like if one somehow does come in, then we just revisit like the
Yeah,
creation of the
I forget what
policy.
to do. Yeah.
But you're right. Like, I don't know if I would even feel comfortable saying another one will come in again. So why don't you pull up the second one and we'll just maybe do the same thing with the second one. Just pull
But
that.
the only thing I don't know is why you guys would want DPH to write the letter. I thought that we wouldn't do it,
Oh,
but
is that where this energy is coming from?
no, not at all. I'm just like, I can't remember the last time I've ever even seen an RFP asking for planning council. I just
No.
thought, I was like, huh. I mean, it's not a problem. It just would seems weird that we would write it. Was there some reason? Did something
Yeah,
unclear?
like I said, I think the only reason why this got on people's radar was because of letters of support. And I have a feeling that, I mean, again, this was like we redid these policies a long time ago. Johnny Andrews was still with us. And so I don't know if he came up with this on his own or if he was looking at a pre-existing policy that had just been around since the beginning of time. But I agree with you. I think this doesn't happen anymore. So we might as well just pull back on both of them.
On this
Okay.
one and the request for letters of support.
Yeah, both the research one and then the just the general one. And if one comes through, then you know what? Steering can reconvene, come up with a policy and respond to it like probably like within the month. So yeah. Great. I
Next
think that
week.
only leaves. Did you already do unfunds?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
So we have tie votes, and here we have, in the event of a tie for any election, a runoff vote will be held. If the outcome is still a tie after the runoff vote, the final decision will be made by the steering committee.
Yeah.
Pretty
We
straightforward.
have had a tie vote precisely once in my time on with the council. So I guess it's good
And
to have that.
what if there's a tie vote in the steering committee? I know there's what, five steering committees, but if you have one on leave.
I think the steering committee will just have to make a determination, and it's not going to be it. They're making a determination, they're not voting, right? So if it comes as a tie vote
Okay.
to,
Okay.
yeah.
Gotcha. It'll be a votorama. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be kind of like an up-down majority vote if it comes to steering. So, okay to leave as is? Okay.
Right, and then we have unfunds. I'll open this one up actually. All right, background. Each year, for various reasons, Ryan White Part A funds become available that must be expended in order to ensure that they are not unused and returned to HRSA. These funds are defined by the HCPC as unfunds. In addition, the HCPC may have advisory capacity over other funding streams, including unfunds from other sources. Should I just go through all of this?
Yeah, let's at least read the yeah, let's it's kind of long, but we might as well read it. I can give you a break while I'm here and read this next one. Definitions. Unfunds can occur because of staffing budget changes, lack of response to a program, or funds that are not spent in a service category. These types of funds are as follows. Rollover funds. These funds are monies that remain unspent at the end of a contract year and are, quote, rolled over or, quote, carried forward into a new contract year. An application may must be made to the to HRSA CDC to request the use of funds, and HRSA CDC must approve the request before any rollover funds are used. And there's unobligated funds. These are funds that remain following contract negotiations due to one, a contractor or the grantee decides to not proceed with the contract. Two, funds remain that are not encumbered by contract. HHS begins a process of contacting providers about 9 months to the contract period in order to begin identifying these funds. The effective expenditure of these funds during a contract year will help to reduce rollover funds. See how they connected that way? Okay, so stay there for a moment. Does anyone have any? I mean, these are just straightforward definitions. Anyone have any questions or thoughts on these definitions?
No. Yes, Mark. I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot. So, we haven't really used rollover funds for a while. We've been calling them carry forward funds, which is not a great term because in most of the world that means you carry from one fiscal year to the next. So, I think we should either go back to the unfunds, or that's which is at the top, or we should call them carryover, which is what the feds call it. So,
Okay, yeah, we shouldn't go back to unfunds because unfunds, of course, has like two different sorts of unfunds. So, Kara, if you could just make rollover to carry forward
forward,
and
yeah.
then like just eliminate. Well, no, I mean, I do think we can keep the and our quote rolled over or carried forward because it's not calling it anything.
So, the thing on this, Mark, is with Ryan White Part A, which you all have jurisdiction over, you can't carry forward funds. So, and then for the place you can carry forward funds, and when I mean that, I mean the federal definition of 1 year to the next, is with CDC funds. But the Planning Council at this point doesn't have power over the purse on that one like they do with the Ryan White. So I think, I don't know
So
if
yeah,
it's.
let's come up with a better sentence then. These funds are monies that remain unspent at the end of the contract year and must be spent down before the close of the contract year. Yeah?
And so a couple of things remain unspent in this, towards the end because, remember you guys were having you do this in July and the
Yeah,
contract
yeah, yeah.
so maybe not at the end because it would be too late.
Yeah. So hold on with that one. Let's just have Kira do this one here.
Must be spent in the current fiscal year
By the end of
or
the
of the current fiscal year.
By the end of the.
Yes, the contract, the current. Yes, the current contract year.
yeah. Okay, then going to the first part of that sentence, just to oh, you already up unspent near the end.
Yeah, or toward the end.
Toward the end.
So normally, guys, we start asking people in month 6 and 7, give it to me
Yeah.
in month 8, so that there's at least 4 months for us to for the contractors to spend it after we mob the contract. So that's the reason for the time frame.
Looks like you need an R in that carry forward.
Carry forward?
And carry forward. And then turn rollover funds at the end of the unobligated funds paragraph to carry forward funds. Yeah, last sentence.
Yeah, if you can take out CDC on that in the sentence or the sentence above.
Oh, HRSA.
HRSA, and yeah, take out HRSA. And that's
So,
just.
I mean, we still do have advisory capacity with prevention funds.
Well, at the top there, we reference Ryan White Part A. And have you? I don't think the Planning Council
I
has.
mean, yeah, at the top there it says the HCPC may have advisory capacity over other funding streams.
I see, advisory
Yeah.
capacity.
Yeah. So I mean, I would keep it back. I would put that back in just because it's still like it could happen, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the only way that gets confusing to
Although,
our.
you know, per what Bill said earlier, you might want to say prevention instead of CDC if the CDC goes away.
The other thing, Mark, this is and add HIV there so it's clear. Because Maha will have tons of prevention funds and he's looking at
Yeah.
grants,
Okay.
lots of granting. And then in the next one, he got it again on HRSA and CDC. So the only thing that's confusing about this, guys, is on the prevention side of the house, most of the work carryover gets used in its true sense. It's for the following year, not the current year, because
Yeah.
they're allowed to carry over money. So if we want to make this open, oh my God, let's see what happens.
I don't know, Bill. I think maybe we're overthinking this a little bit. I think I don't know
Well,
if we.
no, but Mark, I want people to be clear. It's, the problem is carry forward. The way we use carry forward is not the way the rest of the federal government does. I
Yeah.
don't know why they do it for Part A, but I just don't want to confuse people. If you guys get asked to prioritize HIV prevention funds, you're not going to be doing it for the current year. It's a whole different process. It'll be for the next fiscal year.
Yeah.
So this doesn't this is this will be inaccurate for that. So if you want to include the prevention, which was fine, then we got to change it around. So,
Well, first things first, let's just put a pause on that. Kira, can you change the rollover in that paragraph and the second paragraph to carry forward? Okay, so per what, and you know, let's get rid of that slash. I don't want that to be seen as the same thing. So, in HRSA or HIV prevention. Okay, and then to speak to what Bill's concerned about, remain unspent toward the end of the care must be spent by the end of the. So let's rather than go into prevention, I would say that well, I don't know. These are funds that remain unspent and must be spent by the end of the contract year. So we might want to specify HRSA or care funds. So how about if like we do contract year toward the end of the contract year colon care funds must be spent by the end of the contract year.
Oh, you could be more clear. H.A. Ryan White Part A funds.
Yeah, sure. So our RWPA funds must be, so take out the and. Well, then I'll take out the and must be. Yeah. Okay. An application must be made to request the use of funds, and HRSA origin must approve the request. Okay. Yeah. How does that sound?
Yes.
Okay. So let's move on to use and expenditure of unfunds and change again that rollover to carry forward.
So the only thing about the unobligated funds, Mark, which might have changed, is on the care side, we can't have unobligated funds. After 90 days, they force us to obligate the funds. So they're really, if not, you could leave it in there, but it just doesn't happen anymore. We're not allowed to have unobligated funds.
So what should we call this then? So how about this must be used on any of your purposes listed
Well,
below?
the carry forward,
Let's just.
all these things that happen, it's not wrong to leave it in there as it stands. I think this is more important that you guys understand it. Like that theoretically could happen. It just isn't going to because the program officer will be, you have to encumber these funds. You have to encumber these funds.
Got it.
So
Yeah.
you could leave it, but it just you guys know that that's not the source of the funds. It's a
Okay.
second part of that where they fall out of contract. So that they don't get spent. They're all encumbered. They're put into contracts. So they become obligated, but then the contractor can't spend them.
Okay. Kira, on that paragraph, can you change rolled over to carried forward? Yeah, lower. Way lower.
Oh,
In
to this
the,
part?
yeah, in that part. So it's the last phrase. So we'll have to make that clear per what Bill said. But other than that, let's have been carried forward, and you don't need to capitalize it. So it's just explaining carry forward again. Okay, go lower. Let's just look at unobligated. Okay, increase the amount of services provided with established needs used directly. Okay, I like that example too. Special projects or consultants, yes, provide infrastructure support. Okay. System development, yes. And then a space between system development and vouchers just to mirror the other ones. Okay, vouchers such as, that's a big space, whatever.
Mark, I think you need one more correction there. Instead of unobligated at the beginning there, you should put unexpended, because remember, everything's going to be obligated. So,
oh, that's right. Okay. So you said unexpended, right?
Yeah. Instead of unobligated Ryan White funds. And
yeah, I got it. Yeah, absolutely. That makes perfect sense. So if you could change it in two places, Kira, so it's unexpended there and then above as well. Unexpended.
I like unexpended. I like that. Yeah. A P instead of a T there.
Yeah.
Unexpended.
Yes. Yeah. There we go. And the same thing. And the same thing right there under. So there's a quote that says unobligated funds.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Okay. Scroll, scroll, scroll. Process. The grantee provides the planning council with the amount of, and we'll change that to carry forward funds once each year, and the amount of unexpended funds once each year. I don't know if we did that for unexpended, actually. The grantee will also provide recommendations for expenditures of these funds to review. And so why don't we do unexpended funds when necessary instead of once per year? So take out the first provides. Where applicable provides, so add an S to the last remaining provide for appropriate solutions to providers for providers for one-time funds under this policy. Okay, does that look good to folks?
Mark, I think you might want to add in there on that first sentence at a, when necessary, the first sentence in the process, at a minimum one time per year.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I need to go back to the other meeting. Glad I was here for this process.
Go once each year. Right forward, once each year.
Did you want me to include at a minimum once each
year? Yeah. Or maybe take it out there and put it at the end. The grant, the planning council, the amount of carry forward, when necessary and at a minimum once a year. So at the end of the sentence, when necessary and at a minimum once a year. I think we need that there because you guys are required to do that. We're both, we're required to do that so that the funds get expended. So can I ask a question? Is everyone feeling clear about this? Because it's easy. I'm concerned that I'm kind of, because I do it, I know the terms and I've done it for a while. Is it clear to you what happens from this policy? So anyone who's not clear?
Yes, it's clear.
It's clear. Excellent. Okay.
All right. If that looks good to folks, then I will save that. All right, and then I can go ahead and stop sharing because that was the last one. So now we are at our end of the meeting.
So Kira, there was the one additional policy, but maybe it makes Mark sense for Mark to be there, but make a note of it. And it's for the ex officio member to be exempted from a committee assignment.
Yes.
Okay.
He says we will work on creating that.
Yes.
But yes. In that case, the next meeting date of the steering committee will then be on July 16th from 3 to 4:30.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Our meeting is adjourned.
Bye-bye. Bye,
Thanks
guys.
all. Take care.
Bye.
Can you stay on, Kat?